Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hi, everyone. Lisa Resnick, Holmes & Hops, here with Greg Snyder, Birdfish. Say hey, Greg.
What up?
So we are both chilling in our respective homes, enjoying the somewhat beautiful day.
It stopped raining, so.
And that is a positive, but yeah. I am drinking my new favorite beer, Speedy, the Mexican lager. This is no joke, my favorite.
We get that a lot, especially, you know, being like a lighter style, kind of easier to drink than, you know, some of the big hazy IPAs and stuff like that. But yeah, super, super refreshing. And goes good with a little garnish of lime as well. So
you taste a bit of the citrus flavors in there to begin with as well, which is nice. But it's honestly, I don't know. I mean, I know the flavor makes it one of my favorites, but it also could be my longing for sunny days and not wearing a hat and gloves in May. So what are you gonna do?
Hopefully it's coming.
Hopefully. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking an unmarked label bottle. So we're doing a little series, pillage and plunder. So the pillage is what I'm drinking right now. It's a margarita goza. So it's a goza that we barrel age in a tequila barrel. And then the plunder is a goza that we barrel age in a rum barrel and also threw in some mint. So kind of a knockoff.
Oh, cool.
Detail. So what I've done with this is actually created my own little cocktail. So this will probably be available mid-May. Just waiting on labels, but so what I've done is actually taking premium tequila.
Ooh.
Threw it on the rocks with tequila. And so this tequila is actually Tony with Havana House. Actually hand selected by him with it's a Trey Agave, but it's organic tequila, and it's awesome. It's really good.
I just want to say, while you were holding up the bottle, I was writing down the name.
Yeah, Single Barrel Tequila, and I'm telling you what, a little splash of this in the beer on the rocks, it tastes just like a margarita. So.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Oh, usually we don't kind of get into the whole cocktails, but here we are.
Well, I mean, this is the time of reinvention and expansion, right?
the year of 2020.
There's not going to be months to identify the year 2020. It's just going to be one big blur, 2020.
Yeah.
So speaking of adapting, you guys have done an extraordinary, really an extraordinary job in maintaining an ability to keep your business running. Because breweries, it's all about the community inside, socializing, drinking your craft beer, and having the full-on experience. But I really do feel that you guys have done an extraordinary job in figuring things out during this time.
Yeah. So, I mean, you definitely, you know, when the first order came out that all bars, restaurants, everything was shutting down, you know, we all, the four of us, sat around a table and, you know, it's what's next. Because like you said, the majority of our business is folks coming into the tasting rooms and drinking on premises and getting growler fills to go. And kind of, you know, we've always looked at our spot as kind of the hub of, you know, the whole socialization, bringing people together. And, you know, with that being kind of taken away, you know, you have to adapt to the situation at hand. So if you don't, then you won't survive. So, yeah, I mean, we were meeting almost every day, where before we would probably meet like once a week or so, the four of us. And so it was every day, because every day things were changing.
Yep.
Initially. So, you know, just being in compliance and, you know, doing what was being ordered from the state level and the federal level was how can we get through this when the majority of your business is, you know, serving a pint over the bar to a consumer. Thankfully for us, I mean, we had started, you know, we've been canning, and we already had ourselves into some retailers, but majority of our business there on the wholesale side was all in kegs. And
which by the way, I found you guys at Sparkle in Cornersburg yesterday.
Yeah. So that was an account that we ended up, you know, kind of gaining through this, and you know, something that we're eventually going to get into, but just with the circumstances of volume and the volume that we were going through within the tasting room, and then the volume that you go through wholesale and kegs to bars and restaurants, you know, we weren't at a growth spot to be able to handle all of those kind of retailers with the can wholesale. So yeah, with the bars and restaurants shut down, you know, there goes all your kegging. So right now we really don't keg any beer. Everything that we're doing, and, you know, even take a step back, you know, when things were initially kind of getting rolled out, you know, there were still people going out getting takeout, and we've probably gained bigger relationships through this with some of these restaurant owners, to where we were actually just giving them growlers to fill our beer to go when they would get a, you know, a takeout order, just so in turn they would go through our beer, buy another keg, and just continue. But there's folks out there that are still doing that, that are still, you know, that may have been buying kegs are now buying cans from us. And then, you know, Speedy Pinguino, for instance, you know, we've collaborated with a couple Mexican restaurants, one being right here in town, Columbiana, that, you know, you can get a 4-pack from them with your takeout. So just, I guess, trying to be innovative in what you can do to push product. So like you said, we've taken on a lot more wholesale can accounts per se, Sparkle being one. You know, you can find us in actually Salem, Sparkle, Cornersburg, the one Western Reserve, right there on Western Reserve, Columbiana, and actually we took some stuff out to Craig Beach out around Lake Milton.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, they, you know, talking to Joe Fatulo over there, he was waiting for the day that I called him and said, hey, Joe, we're looking at trying to push some more product out wholesale wise in cans. So he was happy enough to help us out. But in turn, you know, the product sells. So
how many more hours are you guys spending canning now?
So it's crazy. We feel like we're busier now than we were before all this started, because, you know, our canning line, we put it together ourselves. So it's pretty manual, to where you need quite a few people to run it. And, you know, we don't have a full blown canning line that's pushing out, you know, 20 to 30 cases, you know, an hour. So we're looking at it, but
You should talk to Noctera, the brewery in Columbus. They have the I don't even know what the equipment is, but they had the line, the more manufactured, less manpower of for their product.
But it's and it's tough because, you know, we're limited to space in our production facility. So, you know, it's hard to be able to brew and can at the same time. There's just not enough space in there. So, you know, I would get in there, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning to brew and be done by, say, 2 o'clock. So Jared and the rest of our employees could come in and can and, you know, start at 2, just because there's not enough space. So it's it's a lot more to take that same volume and put it in cans rather than kegs. It takes a lot more time.
Definitely. Who came up with the idea of the brew through?
So we give credit out to Josh on a lot of that. He's kind of led that portion of the business up. Just with getting everything, you know, on the online store. We tried an online store before, and it just, you know, people coming in, even still, like, we're not really shipping anything out. It's all orders online and then pick up curbside. So we tried an online store before, and it just didn't really work out at that time. But no, now, I mean, and we're pretty well on top of it. So what we have available is what you see there. And as soon as it's not available, we strive to hurry up and obviously get it to where it says sold out before somebody clicks on it and then, you know, doesn't have it. But yeah, well, Josh, he did a fantastic job putting that all together and kind of bringing it all together.
So as a patron of the Brew Through, I can tell you it is a smooth process that – whether you're a little bit nervous about the interaction, there's barely any. They pop the beer wherever you want, if you want it in your trunk, whatever. There's, and you just say your order number, it's paid for online. And if you're curious, I'm going to say Rooster probably came up with the video of the whole brew-through process.
Yeah, he shot the video. Yeah.
So you can watch the video too on the site to help guide you through in case you're like, how does this brew through actually work? So it's pretty seamless. So that's
yeah. Cool. And on our end, we take all the correct steps in reference to sterilization. So we have procedures in place, whether it's growler fills, cause you can still get draft beer and growlers. But right now what we're doing is just to take everything out of the equation of not being sanitary. We're actually giving free glass away right now. So if you were to order a glass ground, you know, we're taking the hit on the cost of the glass, just so there's no question that we're going up above and beyond to ensure that our customers are taken care of and everything's safe. But so we're using clean glass to start with that's being sanitized in our sanitizers. And then also all of our cans, which are all during the process of canning, they're all sanitized at that point before packaging. But we're also taking a step further that when you order and you put your order in, say it's a 4-pack of 2-hip to sip, we'll actually dunk that 4-pack in sanitizer and there's a contact time within on that, and it actually gets placed in a plastic bag that by the time you get it home, you know, we say, hey, just rinse it down. But it had just been, the last thing that's touched it is an employee with gloves on that is only, you know, every time they take care of a customer, they're changing out those gloves. So I think we've got 50 boxes of gloves that we've got on hand just to ensure that every time they're making a interaction with a new customer, those are being disposed of and they're getting new.
In which you guys, I've had the honor, and I do love when I'm asked to help can. I do. And I can say even before this the COVID-19 hit us. You guys have always been super sanitary when it comes to canning and making sure that everything is properly done. So that was, I mean, that's just a given. Right. Because they're super good at that. And then you guys have also now, well, actually for a while, have incorporated food trucks into the brew through.
Right.
Which I noticed online now for Saturday, I can pre-order my food from Movable Feast so I can pick up some more of Speedy because this is my last Speedy. Yeah. pick up some more Speedy unless it's out. I know it was going pretty quick.
It's still a few kegs. I think, we can the whole 15 barrel batch of that. And I think there might be about 8 cases left. That's not much. Better get it.
I know. So I'm going to have to get a couple of packs of Speedy and then I'll be able to pick up my truffle taters and barbecue pork sandwich from Sean. So it'll be great.
Yeah. You know, we have had some people reach out to us in reference to the food trucks. You know, that is a separate business. So we don't do anything with, you know, taking the orders or anything like that. That's all through them. And then, you know, we kind of put them in a place to where, you know, we can strategically place them that's kind of separate from the brew through. So they can kind of have their own little corner of the parking lot to ensure that people's safety with social distancing and stuff like that is taken care of. So he does a good job with it, though.
He does. He really does. And his food is phenomenal. And what's awesome about this, too, is it literally has given myself and my friends who are going to be doing the same thing something to look forward to on the weekend, because we can't really go out. So on a mental sanity level, it's much appreciated that you guys are creative and coming up with different ways to still supply your craft beer. And also Sean being able to still offer his food. So I'm a big fan.
Oh, cool.
And then
glad you like.
I definitely do. And then you guys with the whole small business loan, did you attempt to try to go for that?
We ended up going the route of we were able to get the payroll protection plan.
Okay.
So we went that route, which, you know, kind of gave us obviously to continue keeping our employees running and kind of ourselves to give us the ability to continue operations. But yeah, that was what we ended up going with there.
And then you yourself, your wife, Jordan, she's a nurse. So
yeah.
So I'm sure she's been pretty busy.
Yeah, it was crazy because, you know, she works downtown Mercy at St. E's, downtown Youngstown. And you know, with what she does, she was just kind of handling all the discharges on the floor she was on, just because that was something that was needed and looked at, because, you know, they get a lot of patients after surgeries. They move there for a day or two or so and then, you know, discharges. So that was something that was needed. So she was doing that. And when all this started and the elective surgeries kind of went away, you know, their census that would have been maybe 35, 40 patients on that floor went down to, you know, 12 to 15. So she was getting calls that, hey, you don't need to come in. Like, we don't have the patients. So she's having to use PTO to get paid. And so she was like, well, just put me back to bedside. So she went back bedside, which, I mean, she's the kind of person that, I mean, her heart is, that's why she's a nurse, is really for. She misses that bedside sometimes, but so she went back to bedside and it was like the next day she went to bedside and she got pulled to the COVID floor.
Oh, but, wow.
But she, you know, she felt safe. I mean, you know, they have all the equipment, the PPE there, at least there at St. E's for them. And so she felt comfortable, you know, and here I am, the selfish person. I'm like, why don't you just like take off and, you know, just use all your vacation up. We don't need to go vacation this year. Just, you know, cause I'm, you know, yep. It, especially from the beginning, it's like, you know, almost walking into a war zone, what these doctors and nurses and frontline people are doing. And so I'm like, you know what? Just don't worry about it. Just stay home and use your vacation. And she's like, that's not why I got into this profession.
That's, you know, awesome. And she's
giving care to somebody, and you know, they can hardly take a breath, but they can, you know, get the energy to say thank you. You know, that's why she does what she does. So
it is extraordinarily difficult, more so now than ever before, what they've been doing. And my heart, thoughts, prayers, everything go out to them and everybody impacted, literally moment by moment. Every time you think about it, it just definitely appreciate everything that they're doing and extraordinarily thankful for everything that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You are home with the girls and the new puppy, right?
Yeah, I'm in the parlor room with the door shut, and I told them all to be quiet.
That's what I do to mine as well. So
the puppy's probably sleeping right now.
How's the new puppy?
Good. She's a little bit of an ankle biter, but she doesn't bite my ankles anymore. But she's good. So it's. She was 8 weeks old, 8 weeks old boxer. Yeah, she's got her own little personality, just like my other two girls. But it was funny because who we got her through, you know, we were kind of the first pick because we reached out to her before the puppies were even born. So we kind of looking at pictures, and we picked out three different puppies for her to bring out so the girls can see them. And there was two girls and one boy puppy, and Nova, the younger, my younger daughter, kind of right before we were getting ready to kind of like, okay, where are we at here with this? What's the decision? She came over and she's like, Dad, you know, all the Snyders are girls, so I think we should just get the boy. she's looking out for me, but we still got a girl. That's just in my cards. So, you know, everybody asks, you know, the girls are 5 and 6, and oh, are you having any more? It's like, man, if my parents had 5 boys and then they finally had a girl, I'm like, it'll be, you know, I'll have 5 girls and finally get a boy, but I'm not playing that card. So,
wait, did your parents keep trying until they got a girl?
Nah, well, I think they were kind of done, and then my sister was born. Oh. Yeah.
Now, see, I'm the only girl.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, I have I'm
surrounded. Can you still see me? Because Jason Juggenheimer is calling me right now.
Oh. The flight crew.
Yeah.
They've been doing an extraordinary job as well, adapting to having virtual tastings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Get beer from other places. If anything, they probably have more breweries that they're able to taste from farther away and give us an idea.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's at the store. He just asked me, what color bottle is that tequila bottle?
Yeah. That's awesome. So how have you been doing with the whole juggling brewery, the kids at school, the new pup?
Yeah, it's been a lot, but it's, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I think, you know, at one point, right when I was finishing high school, going into college, I ended up going for petroleum engineering. But at one point I was looking at teaching, math teacher. And, you know, granted, my kids, I mean, at that time I was thinking like high school to coach football and stuff, but, you know, love what teachers do, because one, they don't get paid enough to do what they do.
No, they don't.
And, you know, two, just, you know, cause you know, both of us working essential jobs, I guess you can say. So,
yep.
You know, us trying to juggle and find the time to be able to do all the schoolwork and everything like that is a lot, but we're getting it.
I mean, as much as, because it is very difficult. And I learned after having my first Sullivan, when I got frustrated because I couldn't teach him the alphabet, I learned that I am definitely not an educator or a teacher at all, and appreciate what they do as well, and can't wait until the doors open again, however they're adapted to be able to keep people safe. And I do give them props, because this isn't easy for them, trying to figure out how to virtually teach kids and keep them at the standard level for them to be able to go on to the next grade. But whatever, they'll all be fine. They're all learning. They're learning stuff that I didn't even learn until high school in grade school. So we're all fine. They'll be fine. Yeah.
Right. And I just take mine down to the brewery and teach mine to brew beer. And yeah.
Hey, that's science.
That's their science course for the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be smarter than I am. Well, they would be right now, because when you guys talk about the science of brewing, I'm like, what? So along with everything else, you guys are still, I wanted to make sure that I touched on the fact that throughout all of this, you guys are still so much, I mean, you're part of the community in the sense of still offering, like I said, something to look forward to for us to go get the beer, have some food, whatever it may be, even if we can't stay there. We still get a part of it, which is awesome. But you guys are still doing things to help out community members and organizations that are in need. I remember at the beginning of this reading a story about you guys with the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And offering up growlers.
So that was something. I think they reached out to Josh in reference to that. But, you know, my understanding, well, first of it was, you know, whoever can, because there's such a shortage on the hand sanitizer, whoever can possibly, you know, take this recipe and create, you know, because they were basically just pushing it out. And, you know, us being a brewery, you know, you really have to have the distillery equipment to be able to handle that. But Josh, he got in touch with those guys, and, you know, they were looking at, you know, what are we going to do with this stuff? And we're like, well, we've, you know, for us with the growlers and the rounds, we're like, hey, just, you know, take some of these and, you know, use them as you can, you know, just to get the product out to the folks that needed it. So,
and then you guys,
so, yeah, that was cool.
And you guys have still helped to raise for Second Harvest Food Bank. And yeah. I mean, especially right now, it is super important for anyone who can donate to Second All Harvest right. Food Bank.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So we did the, right around Easter, we did the kind of the, you know, utilizing Birdfish as a hub, as people come in to be able to bring, you know, whatever perishable food products they could, toiletry products, whatever the case may be, that those organizations take, to bring those in. And then, you know, we worked up to work and bring in other businesses that are like-minded to do little gift cards and then give tickets for kind of a raffle. And, you know, just what we've seen with people bringing things in was definitely overwhelming, you know, filled a pallet completely full, piled high. If you've been into the Down Low, one of those 16-foot barnwood top tables was just filled with stuff that ended up going over to the weigh station. So we also took it a step further, and now when you are ordering online, because one, we kind of recommend that you do that, because your order, when you arrive, will be ready. You don't have to order online. You can come through the brew through, and we have a printout with checkboxes of what we have available, and you just basically go down, checkbox what you want, and then our bartender will put all that together. So it takes a little bit more time, but We've also have available now that we took it a step further that you could actually donate to the way station here in Columbiana or the others. So Second Harvest Food Bank of Mahoning Valley. So,
and then also the Homes and Hops Growler series has definitely changed as well based upon the current conditions. I, along with Birdfish, Noble Creature, Biker Brew House, and Modern Methods, we were all working to do the 5K Growler series, in which we're going to be housed, start and finish at each of your locations, which would have been a ton of fun. But next year, we have next year. And so, but this year, in order to still help raise money for a WOW museum, who has also been impacted by this, their doors are still not able to be open, yet they're constantly out there trying to educate science, STEM to kids virtually via Facebook Live, things that they are adapting to as well, and trying to get programs out to various different school systems to still be able to provide children, and extending memberships as well. So if you bought a one-year membership at Oh Wow in January and obviously are not able to utilize these months, your time will be extended for the amount that you are not able to go into the museum. And they did that without hesitation. And they're trying to grow their museum to make it a larger children's museum, which would be phenomenal to our area. So anything that we could do to still continue to help out in any way with that as well, which is awesome. Although this also means that we won't be able to taste your unique beer that you that you guys were all going to create.
Yeah.
But what are some of the cool things to look forward to with the down low when the doors open again? Because they will open again. So what's some cool stuff that you guys have happening?
This was going to be the unique beer. So now you just come down and get it when it, you know, middle of May.
Well, you didn't have to tell me that. All you had to tell me is you could try to mix it with tequila. And it's like, you had me at that. So.
Yeah. So for folks that haven't known, we did close the up top. So kind of where it all started, we have closed the doors up there, really just pushing all of our efforts to the down low. We're kind of taking on some additional space down there, just kind of for expansion down there, looking at expanding our barrel aging program. So some more space there will allow us to do that. And, you know, like I said, with the canning, you know, with taking on the additional counts through what we've done, you know, we want to stay true to those folks that have helped us out and kind of taken our product on board at their places. So, you know, evaluating right now on, you know, kind of a canning line, to be able to effectively, efficiently, keep up with all that. So, you know, we are continually to push out new beers. I mean, that's something from the very beginning. That's why we started on a one barrel system. You know, we enjoy this business for the fact of there's so much you can do. And, we really do enjoy, we don't want to be a brewery that's just, that holds us to, you know, seven beers all the time, the same beers. Sure, we do have some flagship beers out there, like Too Hip to Sip.
Bitches, you know, be tripping.
Yeah, that's coming back. Yeah. That's in the works, actually. So that's something coming up for everybody that loves that. So, you know, we are still pushing ourselves to develop and come up with new things. You know, we did that Bohemian Pilsner, that went over very, very well. So that is potentially something that is going to kind of be brewed regularly. you know, that's something that you can find out in, you know, the Giant Eagles and the Sparkles and some of your big retailers, along with Chalet and Vintage Estate and Wine Connection as well. But, you know, some of the bigger ones are required to have UPCs. So, you know, kind of pick and choosing, you know, on the labeling side and the beers that we're regularly brewing of what we're going to push to some of the bigger retailers. So, you know, we've got Notorious Nectar. It's the Black Cucumber Lime IPA. That's actually coming up. We brewed Cocoa Haze again, which will be canned coming up again. And then we also have a fun little thing we're doing for kind of going into summer. We're going to have a Boats and Goes series. So for all you Boats and Goes, we're going to be doing a Boats and Goes series, which is going to be a for all of you that love Watermelon Goza. So it's going to be kind of a take on the Watermelon Goza, but we're going to have 6 different flavors and possibly doing some, you know, mix 6 packs, because there'll be 6 different varieties of this series. And so that'll be fun. That's in the works.
That would be fun.
Hopefully within the next month, that will kind of be coming out. We got some other Gozas, barrel-aged sours that are coming up. That's going to be different, that we've never done before. And so continue, you know, just trying out different things and kind of just keep pushing the limits.
I absolutely love the fact that you guys are continuing on and pushing the limits, still being creative as you guys always are. And I mean, you guys quickly adapted, and you also helped others within your industry to figure out good ways in order to be able to offer a drive-through or pickup. Because I know Nicole Ice is Sundog, and how you guys have been invaluable in advice and helping her adapt her business as well. And I mean, really, that's just how we should all be with one another anyway.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's great to see, you know, like I said, with the brew through, I mean, we've seen tremendous support of folks just continually to support what we're doing. So it's awesome to see. You know, it was awesome to see just the growth of the business from where we started to where we are now, but then going through something like this and to still see the support. And, you know, people, you know, they may only leave their house, you know, twice a month, but they're coming to Birdfish. So,
yep. Yeah. Well, when this is all done, I just foresee you guys being even bigger, because you guys will basically bring back what we all miss and then keep what you guys have all gained. And I think that it's going to be awesome. It's going to be one big celebration. It might be just 10 of us, but it'll continuously grow.
we've got some things kind of in the works of, you know, when we do get the green light to open the doors. You know, obviously it's probably not going to be initially back to normal like it was, but, you know, we're always in discussion and, you know, figuring out what's best for us to keep you safe and, you know, what's best for a consumer to still, you know, if they're going to come out, feel safe and still enjoy being able to come out and drink a pint, you know, sitting in Birdfish. So
it'll be awesome. I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
All right. Anytime.